This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. I was looking at a bit of yacht porn there online. It's where you watch a couple doing the biz in a yacht they're trying to sell. Absolutely massive in Kinsale. Anyway, I got a WhatsApp from Ducky Prendergast with a story from the Examiner about a crematorium in Kantork. Now, I normally wouldn't be bothered about anything in North Cork, because they're basically Limerick people with a second pair of underwear. But this one caught my eye. Apparently, there is opposition to a new crematorium up there in case it leaves a smell in Kantork. Sorry now, like, but any odour trying to make its mark in Kantork is up against it, particularly if the wind is blowing from Newmarket. And the only pong you get off dead people in North Cork is a mild smell of relief. Thank God that's over, sort of a thing. Do you think I should drive up there and tell the protesters to cop themselves on? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I rang my niece in Charleville and said, is there a particular odour of people who die in North Cork? She said, there is actually. I said, what does it smell like? She said, relief.
It's getting urgent on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road babes who know how much weight you put on since March the 12th. Cleaner underscore BMW 720 said she's half woman, half Pringles because she thought there was no way we were going to the sun this summer. Fifi underscore Skullvera said she's let herself go because they booked a staycation to Kerry. And sure, the men down there would give you the eye even if you had a moustache. But a couple of us now have connections into Simon Coveney. And apparently Marbella is in play for mid-July. The last thing we want to do is walk off a plane down there like a couple of wands from Killarney. So what's the best 3-week crash diet online? The more expensive now, the better. Jenny, Douglas Road.
My friend just launched a new weight loss program for Posh Cork on YouTube. It's called Most People Can't Afford This. I said, what's extra exclusive about your exercise program? She said, I teach women how to moan and groan in BlackRock accents. Your husband might like it. I said, he can't get me to moan and groan in a Ballinlock accent. Let's work on that first. Hashtag zero technique.
Come here, Audrey. What's the story with Shatnerball Dolls when the pub's open next week? I do be pure old school when it comes to flopping in the bow. What's your name? I likes your eyes. Quick look left and right. Go off a broken lob de gob. Budgie says I do be a sleazy dinosaur. But you know what, Budgie? At least it's better than being one of those Muppets who gets a high from an old doll on Tinder and says, I know what she'd love to see. A photo of me langer. So like the only problem is the 2 meter rule means I do be shouting me chat up lines across the bar. And some manky looking wan might think was meant for her. Is there a way to say, sorry love, that was aimed at the blandie one behind you there, lad. Give her a nudge and tell her I want her. Don't you do any, Blackpool?
I rang my posh cousin there to discuss. She said, I don't like the sound of Don't You Do Any. I said, I can actually see where he's coming from. She said, so can I, Blackpool. I wouldn't touch him with yours.
Hi girl, I'm the leading influencer in Ireland, measured by the number of times my kids say, do we really have to pose for another Instagram post? We have no life of our own. Hashtag shut up. Anyway, I'm going to Donegal to promote staycations. Do you know anyone that would give me a huge merc for the week? At You So Wish Like, Turner's Cross in Monte Carlo, I'd rather die than actually a holiday in Ireland.
You probably will die when you see what they charge for fish and chips. My uncle is a car dealer. I said, what's the best way to get a free merc? He said, persuade Micheál Martin to appoint you as a minister. Hashtag topical.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.